News in brief items too good to miss. Schemes to alter the face of a town and a village start the list of items you would otherwise have missed hearing about. Developers have submitted plans to demolish a bungalow in Spittle Road, Malden, and replace it with four new ones. The proposed development at Alberta site is close to Cedar Cottage, a Grade 2 listed building with origins dating back to at least the 17th century. The applicants say the new properties would be suitable as starter homes or for people wanting to downsize. Malden District Council will decide on the plans. Plans have been unveiled to transform the former Pinkawa Arms in Pentlow on the Essex-Suffolk border into a home. The pub, the only one in the village, was previously an asset of community value, being listed in January 2013 and again in January 2018, but nomination to include it again in 2023 failed. The application says, when pandemic restrictions were lifted and the pub was open 5 days a week, including weekends, the Pinkawa Arms was making a loss every day. Three different eateries have been launched by two entrepreneurs combining skills and resources from a site in West Station Yard, Malden. Adam Kiddear, 41, and James Pierce, 34, are behind Sunday Roast Malden, Sandwich Shop and Fully Loaded Malden. Sunday Roast and Fully Loaded are takeaway businesses operating through Just Eat, while Sandwich Shop offers full English breakfasts, takeaway bacon sandwiches, freshly made jacket potatoes and sandwiches for collection. Essex's booking system for recycling is set to be made permanent after the Essex County Council Cabinet agreed its year-long system requiring people to pre-book a slot at its 21 recycling centres should stay. It received more than 18,000 consultation responses, with the majority opting for the present trial to be made policy. And analysis shows it to be cost effective. Children wearing ankle tags in Essex more than doubled in a year, figures have revealed. Between March 31st, 2022, and the same date in 2023, the number of tagged young offenders aged 17 and under increased from 15 to 33. In a statement, the Ministry of Justice said the innovative technology allowed offenders to be strictly monitored. A business travel agency at Fearing is set to reduce its plastic waste by about 500 bottles a year. Intel aims to reach carbon net zero by 2030 and has joined forces with Earlscoen Refinery for the project. Further eco-friendly measures at Intel are on the way, with solar panels to be installed and electric vehicle charging points to be introduced in the building's car park. An outing to the Imperial War Museum at Tuxford has been enjoyed by residents of the Prince Edward, Duke of Kent Court Care Home at Stysted. The residents at the Imperial War Museum, Prince Edward, a shared experience ignited rich discussions and rekindled personal wartime memories. Evergreens, also known as Dunmow Disabled Club, celebrated its 70th anniversary in style with a trip to the Ritz. Members were treated to afternoon tea to mark the occasion. Step Start Nurseries in Heybridge received an overall good rating following its latest inspection by Ofsted watchdogs. However, the report identified an area for improvement, suggesting the extension of children's understanding of local and wider communities. Staff are celebrating after it was announced the Body Shop store in Braintree Village, formerly Freeport, will remain open as 75 outlets around the country close. He continues to trade following the parent company calling in administrators. New signs warning dog owners that not cleaning up after their pets could result in fines have been put up across Halstead. They follow complaints of persistent dog fouling. Poop scoop bins have been updated at the same time. Bellway Homes has launched sales at the 10-acre Oakfields Park site in Halstead, which will be home to 80 properties. The first batch of homes includes 2, 3 and 4 bedroom choices, with prices starting from £322,995.